We had seven fishes.
No more seven fishes. Too many fishes died. So we don't do that no more.
What do you mean too many fishes died?
All the Italians.
They were rats. the fishes
were sleeping
rats.
With the people.
Sleeping with the rest of my family.
Do you fishes want to be sleeping with the fishes?
Do you want to be sleeping with maybe a deeper sea fish than you would normally be accustomed to sleeping with?
You know that tiny fish with the light over it? You're going to be sleeping with that fish, buddy.
Megalodon. Have you heard of the Megalodon?
You know what a Megalodon
You're
going to
be sleeping
is?
With the Megalodon.
They made a movie about it. That's a real thing.
The Meg.
The Meg.
You come to the Megalodon on this, the day of his daughter's wedding?
Megalodon can't turn down a request on his daughter's wedding.
Speaking you must kiss the Megalodon's ring.
You gotta kiss the ring.
He is the Megalodon. He's the biggest don of them all.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my other fan? Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joint Jet of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast live. Live, motherfuckers. Blipping and blopping on time for the Real Ass Dudes and Dudettes out there. If you're a Real Ass Dude, thank you for joining us. Shout out to all the people watching live on the West Coast. 9 o'clock in the morning. They ain't fucking around here. The New Gas Digital. Everything running on time. Filling in for Zach D'Amico today. Love him, a brother of mine. He is the fucking the king of the High Society Radio Show. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris from Brooklyn's back on the show.
Let's go. Where's Zach? Is he dead?
Zach is out this week for the holiday.
Oh, did he absorb Tim Allen's Santa Claus powers? Lost like 40 pounds.
The whole roof awesome. Collapsed.
Dude, what if Zach absorbed Tim Allen's Santa Claus powers, but he also got fatter?
Yeah, he's
oh
like,
my god.
He actually got skinnier. Yeah, they're like, this is dinner. Good for you.
That's how he can fit in the sleigh. Is this not working?
I think Chris is a little light or a little low, or he's just not eating his mic as much as me and Sagla. Sagla will
I scream,
eat
bro.
Anything in front of him.
Yeah.
incredible show plan. Two incredible guests, as always. You know what's up from the No Offense podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Doug Urim's back
hey,
on the show.
Hey, guys.
You know what's up.
How was everyone's holidays?
Yeah, yeah. Very good, man.
Dude, your girlfriend makes fucking baked ziti.
She made baked ziti. It's
beautiful.
In the fucking fridge right now. I might have some afterwards. He loves that, dude. He hears about a girl making a big Z. Yeah. That's a
he doesn't care about the girl at all. He's like, baked ziti. Yeah.
You're not cooking. What good
hey,
are you?
Hey, this guy makes some baked ziti. You're like, what? He can only talk like that. Hey, no vinegar peppers.
Gabagol, provolone, and vinegar peppers.
Stroke right now.
And you know him and love him from his brand new podcast, not on the Gas Digital Network. I'm gonna discourage people from watching this show. Uh-huh. I saw a teaser.
Oh, you saw it, huh?
I saw a
you
teaser.
You didn't see a teaser. It's just... You didn't see a teaser.
Maddie and the Fatty.
Yeah, we didn't even make the...
I saw an image.
Yeah.
I saw an image. And can I also say, it was my
It wasn't your name,
idea.
And I knew you weren't going to do that.
My idea. Not only the name, the mixing of you two. I said to you both, you guys should do a podcast together.
I know. And
you're an actual scumbag, and it should be fucking known.
I'm not a scumbag.
No.
Let's talk this out. I am not a scumbag.
No.
There are nuances, Louis. There are nuances, Louis, and subtle things that humans that you don't.
There's going to be a new person sitting in that seat regularly, and it's not going to be you, you fucker. Why do you keep on booking him, Shannon? It's over.
Look, fine.
It'll be a fucking
it's fine.
A new dunce.
I don't care. I don't care. No, when you said that, I actually kind of had that in the works in my brain.
In your brain already, I see.
And I was going, and then you said it, and I will say this, and I'll give you credit for it.
Please.
One of the reasons I hit up Maddie was I went, look, I had this thought. Lewis had this thought.
Lewis, the genius podcast, the Kingmaker.
The Kingmaker.
Ask Are You Garbage and Tim Dillon and all these guys, where they got their inspiration from.
Well, you know, what is a king to a
just
god?
Just so you know, his show's going to debut.
What is a king to
his
the god?
His show's going to debut with 2,000 viewers an episode, and that's fine. It's true.
I'll take whatever
and
I can get.
And that's fine. If you were smart, you would have said, all right, let's use Gas Digital the same way that Are You Garbage did and fucking use it as a jumping off point and then leave a couple months later and go start a Patreon that makes us fucking money. But now.
That's your business move?
Now the fucking option is not even.
You're encouraging me to get inside of your trap?
Table.
Yeah, fucking right. Yeah, fucking right. Yeah, right. If we wanted to leave, you'd let us. Not happening.
What?
Not
who have
happening.
I ever fucking trapped? Do I trap people, Shannon? Shannon, leave. Leave, bitch. TTI, take it somewhere else. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I can leave whatever I want.
Whatever, dude. Well, it's announced on this show. So you just announced it.
Shannon, edit this from the non-Gas Digital subscriber side. Gas Digital subscribers, shout out to all you guys that are out there subscribing to the new Gas Digital. In fact, we'll do our plugs right now. I'll start off with the Gas Digital plug. If you guys aren't already subscribed, it's a brand new platform, brand new apps. We just did another update to the apps and to the platform. The search functionality has been massively improved. We understand the archives. We're changing that. The by year thing is going away very, very soon. Lots of great stuff happening with the app and the platform, and it's now, and I mean this, 3 weeks in a row of no streams dropping for Legion of Skanks.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's a big fucking deal,
that's
guys.
That's huge.
If you guys love it and want to support it, it's the best way to support this show and all the other shows here on the network. You get the on-demand library, which is the real value there. You get thousands of hours of podcasts that aren't available anywhere else. The latest 20 episodes of this podcast are available on YouTube and iTunes, but you should know that we have over 1,000 episodes just of this show. There's 1,000 episodes of Legion of Skanks. There's 15 other shows on the fucking network, okay? You get everything ad-free, everything uncensored. You get everything live as it happens. You get pre-release on all the episodes, and you should know that there is a free bonus episode of, I'm sorry, free. It's a bonus episode for subscribers of Real Ass Podcast every week. We do a Friday show that is exclusively for Gas Digital subscribers. So you really got to give it a shot. I'll tell you right now, it's the same price as most people's shitty ass fucking Patreons. You get access to all these incredible shows. Use the promo code RAP, get a 7-day free trial, and get instant access. Try it out and give us some fucking feedback. If you love the app, by the way, how about you guys go fucking post about it? You guys, when things are going well, you say nothing. We have a light bulb that flickers like the fucking the world's ending. I have a fucking Reddit thread posting my home address and my kids fucking school.
Just fix the light bulb.
Yeah. Just fucking Christ, dude. Doug Yurum, what you plugging on?
Follow me on Instagram at the Doug Yurum. Follow all my dates. I'll post them up there. I don't remember everything else.
Hell yeah. Saggy?
Maddie and the Fatty.
Oh,
coming
on.
Out. Coming out. Ooh. Take a look at it. Follow the socials. Follow the socials.
Not on Gas Digital.
It's on the Anthony Cumia Network. No, I'm kidding.
That would actually rule. If you went to Compound Media with it, I would actually, you know what, dude? He's on Gavin McGinnis' Uncensored TV.
Yeah, we only wear the Pride Proud Boy colors, the black and gold. And just follow me on YouTube because I just filmed my special last weekend and I'm going to put it up on there. Atta maybe. Boy. I don't know. I haven't talked to my people yet, but I'll tell you what, Netflix ain't buying.
Chris, what you plugging on?
Check out High Society Radio here on the Gas Digital Network. Notes of a Goon is my other podcast. I'll probably have a shitty ass Patreon at some point for that.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm with Dave and Rob on New Year's Eve. This is live, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm with them in East Rutherford, New Jersey. And then check out Catalyst Wrestling. We have a show coming up February 4th in Brooklyn.
Very cool. Live dates coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com. In January, I got EMAS Pennsylvania with Mike Figgs. Comedy Key West with Scott Chaplin. Excited about both these dates. And then a lot of other stuff. Saratoga Springs, Poughkeepsie, Tampa, Des Moines. All that, all on the website already. Plus many more dates. Everything's still being added. I'm touring every weekend, hopefully, through the entire summer. Probably going to take off the fucking second half of July and all of August and just chill in the pool with the family.
Hell yeah.
And so I want to just
do
everything.
We're already talking about July. I hate this.
Wait, you got a pool?
Ooh.
It's a pretty nice pool.
Get the fuck out of here.
I got a bitch who makes fucking Big ZD and I got a pool.
That is
Doug, he's got one of those faucets above the stove to fill up the pasta pot.
Oh, shit.
Fucking nice over there.
Fucking balling over there.
I'm poor. Shut up.
You really are kind of like
I'm a man of the
penis.
It's an above ground pool?
No.
Oh, wow.
Psychotic.
Fucking
an above ground pool?
It's a heated saltwater pool.
Oh, you mean a giant bath, you piece of shit.
You mean those
plywood shaped in a circle? That's crazy.
Dude, growing up,
real quick, make sure you check out my other pods, Legion of Skanks. The Regs, the super show, The Regs, with myself, Robert Kelly, Dan Soder, and Joe Liss, which is out there fucking making the rounds and murdering it.
You guys
and,
just review Mexican brickweed?
Yep, that's it. And I think that's it, right?
I was going to say I had a...
Oh, no, no, no. That's not it.
You know what? I'm not going to say it.
No,
so
don't say it anymore.
I can't say it anymore. You understand?
No, I wanted to say that we are... The Skankfest presale is happening on January 10th. We haven't been able to announce the location yet because we're just waiting on the contract. It's all done. Everything's good, but it's a lot. I mean, it's a big fucking event, guys. So we're waiting on contracts for our hotels and for our venue. As soon as we might have them in right now, to be honest with you, I'm just waiting on that. We have a poster that's already been designed. We have everything ready to fucking go. So as soon as we have that, because the problem is if we announce where it is and we announce the dates, then people are just going to book up the hotels and then we can't get all of the comedians in one hotel. That's the idea. So we want to get everyone in one. If it creates a whole logistical nightmare, which we've done in the past. We fucked up. This is how we know this, because we've done that before. And we did it in Houston. It became a major issue because we kept on moving the dates. And before we booked the hotels and got it, everyone fucking ate up all the hotels. That's why all the comedians were staying in different hotels. They had to walk and fuck up the whole thing. All
right.
So that's what's going on, guys. But January 10th, be prepared. If you guys want to come to Skankfest, it's going to be a wild fucking time. We already started confirming some comics. We're not announcing the lineups until April. But it's fucking...
Spoiler alert, I'm pretty sure me and Sagalo will be there.
Sagalo will not be there. Sagalo is fucking banned from all things Gas Digital after today's show. This is the day. The fucking disrespect. To not even say, hey, dude, let's have
no
a lunch.
Disrespect.
To not even fucking say, hey, let's...
Lunch.
I know this was your idea. Let's
it's
have
not
a fucking
your idea,
lunch.
Though.
It was my idea.
It
you admitted it.
Idea.
Everyone admitted it.
I said you...
Thought of it. And presented it to you.
It wasn't your idea. It's you just came up with it.
And not only came
no,
up with
you fucking
and
said
and
it while I was
it
thinking
you.
It.
No, you, I'm not a mind reader.
He
dude.
Said it while you were thinking
yeah,
it.
Was
you
crazy,
didn't think
dude.
Of it. Why didn't you just? You,
I
it's
didn't
so
even,
easy to be like, Maddie's my friend. I thought of it 3 weeks before you said that.
No, I just kind of, I went like, yeah, yeah, it's good. It's a good idea. Maybe I will. Maybe I will. Knowing I was going to. Like a fucking psychopath.
You're a manipulative cunt.
Wow.
And that's why I'm in show business,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah. I know what it is. I know what it is. How was everyone's Christmases?
That was great.
It was all right.
What did you do? How was your Italian Christmas is always great.
Oh, though. It is. You eat like a fat slob. Nice lasagna.
You listen to Dominic the Donkey.
What's that? That's true. We always eat like fucking fat. You know,
we have seven fishes.
No more seven fishes. Too many fishes died. So we don't do that no more.
What do you mean too many fishes died?
All the Italians.
They were rats.
The fishes
they're sleeping with the people.
Sleeping with the rest of my family.
Do you fishes want to be sleeping with the fishes?
Do you want to be sleeping with maybe a deeper sea fish than you would normally be accustomed to sleeping with?
You know that tiny fish with the light over it? You're going to be sleeping with that fish, buddy.
Megalodon. Have you heard of the Megalodon?
You know what a Megalodon
you're
gonna
be sleeping is? With the Megalodon.
They made a movie about it. That's a real thing.
The Meg.
The Meg.
You come to the Megalodon on this the day of his daughter's wedding.
Megalodon can't turn down a request on his daughter's wedding.
Speaking you must kiss the Megalodon's ring.
You gotta kiss the ring.
He is the Megalodon. He's the biggest don of them all.
It's a big fat sweaty fuck that smells like garlic with big teeth.
Speaking of Italian Christmas,
yeah.
Do you guys listen to Dominic the Donkey?
Once
that's only
that
an East Coast thing. I grew up with Dominic
to,
the Donkey.
Yeah. Don't sing it. Don't sing it. I'm trying to think. I've heard it. And I'm trying to
definitely heard.
So when you think of it, I'm just gonna say it sound. It makes people think you're fucking crazy.
I used to call my Italian cousins Moe's for liking that song.
Let me try to sing
Moe's.
Yeah.
Let me try to sing it from memory because I have heard it for sure.
Do you want us to?
No.
Give you any hints?
Give me
no
nothing. Hint? I want to see if I can recall it. Cause
you just start singing Shallow from A Star Is Born.
I'm genuine.
Sorry. Think about it.
Come on.
He's Dominic the Donkey. Dominic the Donkey. Dominic the Donkey.
That's pretty
he
close.
He loves Christmas
close
Eve.
Enough. You're just far enough where it's not close at
can
all.
Can I hear
it? It's like close, but it started out good.
It's Dominic the Donkey. It's Dominic the Donkey.
That's it, yeah.
Right. I thought I thought that was like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Apparently that's just an East Coast thing.
It is.
You can hear how Italian
this is racist,
it is.
Bro.
Donkeys apparently are like badass creatures.
The Italian
dude.
Christmas.
Do you ever go to Aruba?
Dude, donkeys kill wolves and shit.
They're fucking wild.
Yeah. They kill wolves and stuff.
Yeah, dude, donkeys. Yeah, they fucking. I saw a video of a donkey. I think it was killing a wolf specifically.
Whoa, yeah, they stomp.
They're big old fucking.
No, their jaws. They grab the wolf by the back of the neck and they clamp down and paralyze.
No, that was Chrissy Mayer. I'm sorry.
Oh, son of a bitch. It was a redheaded
fatty,
donkey.
Compound Media. First guest, Chrissy Mayer.
I love you, Chrissy. You know, donkeys are fucking badass, dude. When I was in Greece, like, they're at the bottom of the caldera, when you go to fucking Santorini, fucking just rich bitches with all their shit and them having donkeys taking them up the fucking mountain.
Wow. Those were Mexicans. They import them.
Donkey's name was
They were two Mexicans in a donkey suit.
Yeah, we didn't end up doing that, but that's like, apparently they're like fucking just very resourceful, fucking super tough creatures.
Yeah, they're sturdy. Savages.
Are they more like badass than horses? Like, if you want to use them for work, right? I think there's a reason they're used instead of horse. Are they cheaper?
Yeah,
they must be cheaper.
They're
sterile. The bones are thicker.
You could yell racist things at them.
Yeah,
and they agree.
You can't yell racist things at a horse.
No, you can't, dude. Horses are majestic creatures. Horses are
they get very offended.
Horses are woke as fuck, dude. Yeah. You can't say racist shit to a horse. A donkey, they're just happy to be invited to the party. Well, oh, sir, thank you.
The horses are race horses. They're like, ceasefire.
That sounds like Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, dude. Donkeys are lower class. Donkeys are like Latinos. Donkeys.
Yeah.
They're the Latinos to humans.
They're the Latinos of the mule family.
Are mules donkeys?
No, it's a donkey and a horse. Put together
horses
the mule.
Are not, okay.
Yeah.
And
those
they can't
are
procreate. Yeah.
Those are
they only make
it's
males.
It's like a liger.
What?
Yeah.
Mules can't procreate?
No, it's a horse and a donkey mixed, and they only make males. That's it. They can't procreate.
A mule.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm high, and the edibles are just kicking in, but mule is a fucking crazy word.
Yeah.
Mule.
That's how you know the fucking edibles just kicked in.
Yeah, dude.
Mule.
Yeah, no. How much is a donkey? Can we get a donkey for the backyard? Because my chick was like, "Oh, we should get a horse one day." I was like, "Are you out of your fucking
mind?
Out
of here, a horse! You know, horse
or one day,
they're
or
not
eventually.
That expensive. You can buy a horse for fucking pretty cheap.
Yeah, but it's all fucked up.
Do you want
to feed that bitch,
bro? That's so funny, dude.
Do you want to invest in a racehorse?
Your chick is like, "Let's get a horse," and then you're like, "I'll just get a donkey," and you're like, "Babe,
dude, get a donkey.
I got your horse.
Same thing. That's a fucking mule.
It's a horse.
A large standard donkey is $500 to $1,500.
That's nothing.
It's
nothing.
Cheaper than my chick also wants a white spotted lynx cat.
Yeah, get the fuck out of
that's
here.
Dope. You should get that.
That is pretty fucking dope. But they're not as expensive as you think either. Because
$3,000,
dude. Bobcats are like $2,000.
No.
Yeah, like it's like $2,000 for.
Well,
like
you could buy a bobcat for two. I'll get you one for free. I'll trap one and give it to you if
you
want.
Can you get me three?
I could get you three.
My buddy that went to high school swears he could beat three bobcats in a fight.
Get the fuck out of here.
My buddy Tesla swears up and down to this day.
That would
be
so funny. You just show up. You're like, hey, you know how you said you could beat three bobcats?
Remember 20 years ago when you said that?
Yeah.
He shows up with a bag on Bobcat Goldthwait's head. I fucking got him. I told you I'd catch him.
Fucking Zed.
He's Italian.
Hey, I fucking got this guy.
I killed that cocksucker Bobcat.
Bobcats aren't that big, right?
No.
We're just turning to a... Every time you're on, it turns into a fucking Joe Rogan light, dude. It really does. Bobcats aren't that big, right?
No.
Because when you're a kid, I couldn't tell you how big any of these cats are. A mountain lion, you're like, holy shit,
that's
must be
big
the
animal.
Biggest lion of all.
That's not that big.
No, they're fucking...
They're tight.
Dude, they get to about like 80 pounds, 100 pounds. Like the average male is like 100.
I used to think that I could probably 80, beat a mountain lion or a bobcat. Show me a bobcat.
I think you could. I think that's what we should be doing.
A bobcat for sure.
Dude,
bobcat,
people get
if
so
you if
fucking...
you if you declawed and detoothed a bobcat, I would hilariously fight it.
Yeah,
I think it could still kick your ass though.
That thing's adorable.
Get up to about 40 pounds.
Come on, you can't beat a 40-pound bobcat.
First of all, if I saw that in the woods, I would start rubbing its cute little tummy.
Yeah,
that's what I would do. Oh, come here, and it would go.
And you lose a finger.
Yeah, and then he rips off a fucking index finger, a middle finger.
Yeah,
they are cute though.
Dude, it's so funny how
dude, hold on. Are you guys hearing my purr?
It's pretty good.
Dude, my fucking...
It's putting me to sleep. That's why I'm talking over.
No, it's just a podcast.
I want to rub your tummy.
I haven't practiced this once in my entire life, dude. I'm just throwing my first attempt ever at a purr.
You've never tried to purr in your life?
You never fuck around with your girl and she's like rubbing your head and you go...
That's the gayest.
I'm the only fan.
Oh, you never lay in there with your sweetie Daisy, and then she's
rubbing your head.
So
I love
you pretend to be a little kitty cat. So
I forget that you have to make a sandwich. Go ahead, keep.
You never played a kitty cat game with your woman.
Never.
Oh yeah, you were never there with your fuzzy lumpkins. And you're sitting there watching TV, enjoying life.
Doggy, fucking no, Bobcat. I would have thought that I could beat any sort of cat in a fight until like one time. I remember
me Cat and
my,
Stevens,
me and my Cat Williams,
Cat
me, and my, me and my roommate Forrest. When I first moved to New York City, when we were like 19, we moved into a place and we're like, we want cats, and then we just
Forrest was your roommate's name.
Yeah.
What's yeah,
became a, he became a
Lewis,
a shrimp billionaire.
You are not going to beat the shit out of a cat, I'll tell you what.
It's an old timey.
It's Forrest Whitaker. I don't know. I can't deal with Forrest Whitaker. But
so, no, we were like, we want to get cats. So then we answered an ad. It was just on like Craigslist.
Cats remember? Are free. They're just outside.
Yeah.
Not
I got
really.
A free cat. You're, so that's you're where I got my cat.
You're, yeah. You're from Brooklyn. And I'm in the suburbs are free too. So when I first moved to New York City, I was like a fucking new person to New York. New York is very intimidating when you first move to New York. You're sort of in your pockets. You know what I'm saying? Like you're in Brooklyn and you're like, I know my little neighborhood.
Those were black people in your pockets.
I'm in my neighborhood, but then you get on the subway and you go to work and you start to learn that neighborhood a little bit. And then maybe you hang out at a bar in another neighborhood. And you learn that. But in the first few years, and I shit you not, the first 2 years that I was in New York, if somebody said you got to go 2 blocks west, I had no idea what that meant at all. Like that's fucking horrible. You're recent to New York, right? Do you now? Everyone has cell phones now. But if somebody said go 2 blocks west, if you're just in Midtown, would you know immediately which way to go?
Yeah, because you just look at the numbers. The
up is north.
Yeah, up is north, and then W to E west. W. Sure. Shannon still doesn't know.
I have no idea.
You still don't know.
Nope. I have
really?
No sense of direction.
Well, Staten Island may as well be Rockland County. Though.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's true.
They don't know. They don't got good sense of direction.
That's true.
What was I just saying? The edibles are really just kicked in.
What were we talking about? Oh, Jorge? How beating up cats and shit.
Jorge, please.
Oh, yeah. I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
What did you say, nigga?
What are you talking about?
What the hell are you talking about?
Who are you talking to?
Marijuana affects the memory.
It does.
Hilarious.
It does.
It's so funny when you're on a podcast and you're talking like that you could like beat the shit out of animals and listeners get actually upset about that. I felt
furious.
I did that answer the internet thing and I was just talking about how dude, I don't know. Asked if I could take an eagle and I'm like, what am I gonna say? Like I was like, yeah. So yes. I was like, I could punch an eagle.
You beat a hawk in a fight.
People got so mad at me.
Dude, an eagle, like, first of all, let me tell you, an eagle, you know the move of an eagle? They're built perfectly for this. Hunter Hearst Helmsley's.
Oh yeah, that's actually pretty solid. Oh, yeah, you smashed
you're stepping
beak
on
up
my punchline.
Sorry,
you fucking dickhead.
Sorry.
Hunter Hearst Helmsley's pedigree is perfect for an eagle because if you really think about it, dude, do you know how to do a pedigree?
No.
Yeah. You fucking fold the arms up and you slam the face into the ground.
You put their head in between their legs. Get Shannon, show me. Can you
a pedigree?
Is there anybody doing one on an eagle? This would be great if we actually had a video.
I bet there's a video of Randy Orton RKOing an eagle.
Yeah. Dude, cool. So you here. Let me show Chris.
Yes. I know what a pedigree is.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to finish it, but let me set you up.
Putting my head in your penis.
Act like a bird. Right. Act like you're a bird.
Hold on.
Birds don't say bird. By the way. They're not
Pokemon. They don't say bird?
No.
Bird.
I'm a bird.
Hey, act like
flap,
a bird.
Flap,
ostrich.
Flap, flap.
Ostrich.
So you take his bird
butt your head on the fucking light.
You take his bird head, you put it in between your legs.
And you start fucking his
wings.
Head. Yes.
You grab his wings like
rub
that.
Rub your balls right on his neck.
Yeah.
You fucking smash his beak right into the fucking canvas. Yeah. That is a perfect move for a fucking
and his
eagle.
Bill
dude.
Spins around like Daffy
yeah,
Duck.
But, dude.
That's fucked.
The bird's gonna be like it's gonna be like moving a lot. And
the
like,
thing is though,
I will
say
watching that. I will say Bricks did pull up a picture of a parakeet putting another pro wrestler in a sleeper hold. Close enough, Bricks.
Yeah.
Close enough. Shannon?
That's a parrot.
That's a parrot.
Doggy, I'll give him credit, dude. You know what?
Parrots are fucking crazy, bro.
That, you know, on like on Jeopardy when they go judges.
Judges?
Ding.
Okay, yeah, just retarded right. Enough.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. All right, let's take a moment and thank Factor Meals for being now a longtime supporter of this show. We really love Factor Meals. I don't know if you mess with Factor Meals at all, Chris.
No, you know, I know that they have ready-to-eat meal kits, and I keep hating that I keep getting these meal kits that are not ready to eat. They're called groceries, and I fucking hate them.
Put them together? Well, no, there's other companies that they
food Legos? Go fuck yourself.
They send you all the ingredients on your own. That's crazy. This is ready to go. 2 minutes, restaurant-quality meals. It's microwavable. It's not like a TV dinner. This is truly incredible quality meals, and they have any sort of diet
dietary restriction that you want. Okay. So if you're doing keto like me, they have keto options. If you're doing vegan like Shannon, they have vegan options.
Okay.
If you just want delicious meals ready in 2 minutes, bang, they got you. They have quality options like bruschetta, shrimp risotto, green goddess chicken, grilled steakhouse filet mignon, literally ready in just 2 minutes. They have lunch, breakfast, snacks, everything you need.
Snacks. I don't think I need a guy to send me a snack.
You know what, dude? Let me tell you something. They got you covered. If you are a snack guy, they got you covered. Chris is not a snack guy. Right now, all you got to do to try it, and this is going to be for a massive discount, for 50% off to try Factor Meals, just go to factormeals.com/wrap50. Use the promo code WRAP50, R-A-P-50, at factormeals.com/50 for 50% off today. All right, where were we?
I'd love to be on Jeopardy.
As I was saying, no, about
only
a cat.
With Steve Hall.
No, I was talking about how I was talking about how me and my buddy, me and my old roommate Forrest, we got cats, and we just answered down on Craigslist. Which Craigslist, if anybody's not from New York City, or I guess Craigslist became nationwide.
Yeah,
it started in San Francisco.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. It's just Craigslist was like, I mean, I would go to Casual Encounters every day,
just read them.
Oh yeah, and just know that.
No,
they're all trans women.
I hooked up once with a big fat black woman.
Get the fuck out of here. You actually did that thing?
I did it. I hooked up once with a big fat black
woman. Are you Lewis from Craigslist?
Hi, baby.
No, I worked at a gym, and this is my first gym job. This is way before Equinox. This is a little shitty gym. On 34th
I love the idea that you were selling her as soon as you fucking came.
On 34th and 9th, there was this little like Moroccan gym. It was a nice gym. It was like very, it was high end. And I just sit in the office and just jerk off to porn all day.
Nice.
And fucking.
It was a nice gym.
Trying to, yeah.
The only
really
guy working there was jerking off.
I was beating off.
To be fair, it was Moroccan. They expect that sort of thing.
Dude, they hate. Dude,
wait, when you say Moroccan, like the people were actually Moroccan?
I was Moroccan my cock.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Fuck.
Where's Zach when you need him? He would have said something really good.
Moroccan me crazy.
You know what? Give it to Zach to say.
It's hilarious.
On the potential that he may have said something hilarious, he played that.
He would have crushed that joke. Yeah, but dude, this chick came and I fucking hooked up with her in my office. The one time I was just big fat,
nice
whale.
Under two, over two,
what over two, oh over my two. God. This bitch was 300 pounds and
she
black.
Was 300
Did you hear
pounds?
Black?
Yeah.
Oh, he's like, I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, he's like, gross.
Oh, fucking finoosh.
Stank on that shit.
Oh my god.
he's a male.
You did what?
Maron.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What do they call black people, Italians?
Moulins.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not going to have some fat moulin coming into my gym where
you
I
know what
jerk
moulin
off.
Is
yeah,
in
charcoal
Italian,
briquette?
Moulin in Italian is...
grapefruit.
Eggplant.
Grapefruit.
Why would you think that? Why would you think that's correct?
No, that's my cousin.
I don't know. It's a hilarious thing to say to me.
So why is it actually called... Is it called moulin parmesan?
Yeah. No, eggplant parmesan. But if you say it in Italian,
doggy,
yeah.
If I go to Italian, dude, I'm
not in America.
I'm cool. Only calling it moulin cool. Parmesan.
That sounds like
rhymes.
A band name.
It rhymes. Yeah, dude. Yeah. It sounds like an indie band.
What's
from
up, Oakland? We're moulin parmesan. 1, 2, 3, 4.
By the way, eggplant parm is a great name to call anybody who's half black and half Italian.
Doggy, a moulin parmesan is such a fucking great name. I love it.
Yeah, that
I'm getting
sound
hungry
like
right now. I'm getting hungry for that big nice. Ziti in the fridge.
Oh, yeah.
That
let's just eat big ziti instead of doing a podcast.
Doggy, I thought they finished it last night, but they didn't.
He
there's
took it
so
out of the
pieces.
Tray and he flipped it open. I was like, Jesus Christ almighty.
That's
oh
it.
Oh, my God.
How was your Christmas?
That was a hot
what'd you do?
It was good. I hung out with my family. And, yeah, that was it. It's boring. It's boring white Christmas, dude. You know? Like
you're
nothing.
Doing coke?
Yeah, a little bit. Mm. No, it was fine. Just getting fucking immediately when I walked in, one of my cousins was like, "You still pursuing comedy?"
Yeah, oh,
like, oh, he said pursuing.
Yeah,
did you and punch him in his
like,
face?
No, because he just doesn't know. And I was like,
"Hey, dude, are you still an aspiring comedian?"
Yeah, dude. He's like, "You still going at it, dude?" Yeah,
I just came out with a special. You got to check it out.
It's like,
so
bro,
you do like open mics,
bro? If you want an internship at my office on Wall Street,
yeah. I'm like, yeah, still doing it. And he was like, well, you know, he's like. Like you never beat the Amy Schumer thing, right? The thing that happened 5 years ago.
Oh no!
I'm going. I'm just like the minute I walked in, and then he like walked away. He's like, "But you still doing comedy?" Amy Schumer walks away.
Where did he go?
I'm just
I don't know. Hopefully to fucking kill himself.
I hope so too.
The kitchen.
I'm on your side.
We're all spitting in the other room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he walked out and Amy Schumer paid him $50. He's like, thank you. Now I can enjoy my holidays.
What was the best gift that you got for Christmas this year?
Bro, I got from mommy and daddy, I requested.
You're an asshole.
You're
a fucking asshole.
Why?
You know my parents are fucking dead.
Mine too.
Yeah, his too, dude. You gotta be a fucking asshole.
Are they really?
Sorry.
Yeah. Both of you?
Yeah. You know, oh, sorry that I have to like work my life around your tragedies.
The side of the family.
Oh, that's why you didn't take a meeting with Gas Digital? Because fucking you consider it one of my tragedies? You fucking cocksucker.
Yeah, dude. I mean, the whole podcast, we're talking about our dad and mom.
You got two of these today.
I know. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I know. I asked from mommy and daddy to live forever, and they said, yeah. And then a ghost came and made them live forever.
No, really?
And I went, if they'd rather die, then they better head do it. that's from Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol, yeah, where he goes, much Scrooge, many would rather die than live there. Then they had better do it. And anyway, so what I got for Christmas was a Steam Deck. You know what that is?
Steam Deck. Hold on, let me try to guess.
Is that when you steam your clothes?
That's when you shit on a bitch's chest outside.
I got a steamboat that doesn't go anywhere.
In the backyard.
Yeah, that's when they shit in the bed. They pull the blanket over your head, right? They gave you one of those.
It was the best Christmas ever.
Yeah, my dad went, Merry Christmas, faggot.
Oh, hold them down. Come on, Cousin Billy. He's a fucking aspiring comedian. Yeah,
I know.
Lose
hey, pursue this. I love it.
I asked for this. Thank you, Santa.
It's a portable video game player. It's much like the Switch, you know, but it's
larger though.
It's large, and you get a
by
Steam.
It's
made by Steam.
Steam.
It's made out of
what?
Steam. You hold it. It's so hard to hold it.
What?
That's right. His parents are alchemists.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They go, Merry Christmas. They pour boiling water on me.
But hold on, is it like
a video game service for PCs where you can like download?
Oh, so it's a computer essentially.
It's a computer essentially, okay. But it only plays like video games. And stuff.
Oh, that'd be something that I would like.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's great for the road.
It's expensive.
If I ever get on it,
$350, $400.
The cheapest one is $400.
God damn! You can buy a PS5 with that.
And holy I did. Shit. I assure you, I did.
$504.
Well, that's an upgrade. Amazon.
Go to 64.
You got to go to Steam.com. But they won't even let you buy it if you don't have an account. I don't think they won't even let you look at it. Really?
What do you mean?
Who doesn't have a Steam account?
I don't know. I sent it to.
I do not.
I don't know.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
I tried to log in. I was like, self.
Ow. Ooh.
Dude, kept so disappearing.
And I have paper
son
cuts.
Of a bitch.
We're so dumb.
I know.
Did anybody want to
follow it?
Edible Wednesdays? Edible Wednesdays?
No, I'm good.
Edible Wednesdays?
All right. What is that, 100?
Yeah.
I'll take like a little half.
Don't be an idiot.
No, I have shit to do today.
Yeah, I'm going to look at
I have to play with my Steam.
Can I have another beer?
It's so foggy in here. I'm just taking half. You want to split this with me?
No.
Split it with him.
Just throw it at me. What are you doing? Don't do this. You want to split it?
No, I'm good.
Anybody?
I would do it any other day. I have something to do after this.
What are you doing?
I gotta go look at an apartment.
That's a much more fun way to look at an apartment.
Yeah, you buy it immediately.
My chick will be so mad if I show up stoned.
Ah, like, whoa, so you can hear you. Hello.
Can we get a spiral staircase in here?
There's no more beer. There's Chardonnay.
I'll take a Chardonnay. Put it in a fucking nice glass, though.
But she's not gonna be mad when you're showing up drunk at 10 o'clock in the morning.
No, she expects that.
I think she'll be a lot more mad when you're like, this fucking place sucks ass.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't care that our real estate agent is Chinese.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. I'm going to try and fuck the real estate agent.
Can we get a hibachi in here?
Hey, you're doing great. I don't hold COVID.
I saw a movie. I bet
okay, so.
I bet we can fuck this lady. I saw it in a movie.
And where do we all fucking have a threesome? Where are we all fucking in that?
Oh, that is a nice glass.
Yeah, thank you.
It's nice and fancy. Look at that.
Dude, that's fucking crazy.
This is so much Chardonnay. This is
you're gonna get
dude. Hammer. You're gonna be fucking bombed by the time.
And I got a bike home in the rain.
If Shannon was funny,
good.
Shannon,
and you're riding a bike.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, get him more
if
Chardonnay.
Shannon was funny. That would literally be a cup of her piss But you're not funny.
Oh, man.
But you're this not funny, dude.
Bro, if I was a real estate agent, I would. That's all I would talk about. I'd be like, I think this guy came drunk this time. I mean, it's crazy.
That'd be so fun, dude. I show up when I would show up to look at homes, I would show up stoned out of my fucking
stoned
mind.
Stoned is different.
Dude, yeah, I ran into my buddy fun. Looking to buy a condo, yeah. And he was drinking a pint of vodka outside. Oh, yeah.
Stone well, dude, when different. You you're
first of all, high
house,
end.
Like,
if you go to like an open house for like high end real estate, they have fucking cookies alcohol, and liquor. No, yeah. They have fucking
sandwiches from Subway.
Yeah. No,
why would they have sandwiches from Subway?
Because they Jew you down.
No. That's right. They do control the housing market.
They do.
He's not wrong.
Vanguard, BlackRock.
Yeah, this all fucking came from cats.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true. How the fuck we get
now and forever at Kindergarten Theater?
Forrest said
that was it. I tried to get a cat and fucking when we showed up at the guy's house, like it was just an old guy who like lived in like Queens, you know where like in the city there's like
can't imagine going from Manhattan to Queens for a cat.
We were living in Brooklyn.
Okay, that's fucking even crazier.
We were living in a big place in Brooklyn, and we went to Queens to get this cat, and it was a part of Queens. This is the thing about Queens, right? This happens in Brooklyn a little bit too, definitely on Staten Island, but you get so far out in Queens where it stops being urban. You're like,
oh, yeah.
I'm in...
Comes Long Island.
Queens, yeah. It happens easier.
It's not even like... But it becomes like... Rural, almost like what is going on? Like we were in like a home. It was like the only house there. It was an old guy in like overalls. It was like the guy that was going to warn you to not go on down that road in a horror movie.
You don't want to go down to Flushing. You don't want to go down there.
Doggy, so we showed up to
Corona, Queens,
and it was just like a crazy old guy, and he's like, yeah, I got cats, and he was just selling these cats.
You go, you want one? There you go. Take another one.
He pulled it out of his overalls.
No, dude, he wasn't. This was fucked up, dude. He was selling these cats for like $20 a pop. Now this guy. Okay, he was a cat man. Like, you know, there's cat ladies. This is like a cat old man.
Cat man Ruthers.
Cat man, dude. And he fucking, he was just like a batty old guy.
I liked it.
And he was like, sure, just go in and get whatever cat you want.
Try to grab one that won't bite you.
Doggy.
You walk in, it's just a full house of cats.
It was a full house of feral cats.
Oh, it was like a ball pit, but it was cats.
It was a full house of feral cats who do not want to be taken from their family.
Yeah, those are all their boys. You got to go in, just grab one by the scruff. With
the cats are free. Yeah. You're actually paying $20 just for the experience.
Doggy, these fucking cats were fucking, I mean, just like scared.
So you gave up on trying to get a cat from
them? No, we got them.
How many?
These cats fucked us up in the process.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're trying to, like, pin them down, and then another cat would fucking jump off a fucking...
By the way, we got here because he said he could beat a bobcat in a fight.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So this, why, no, this is why I said, this is why I said I know I can't beat a bobcat.
Oh, a mountain lion. Oh. It was a mountain lion.
Yeah, I said it's why I know I can't.
Oh, yeah.
It's why I said I always thought I would have been able to until this story happened, because these kittens, these were 3-month-old kittens. And they were so fucking vicious. We literally got them to the point where it's like, you know, you grab it by the scruff of its neck.
Ugh.
And it's, you're pulling it so hard by the scruff that all the skin pulls its legs and arms back. And it's like this. So everything was exposed. Its claws were exposed.
Oh,
and its teeth were exposed. And I just had like the biggest scruff. Like every bit of skin on this cat was like this. And it was like...
Oh, that one's stretchy. Oh, well, if stretchy found a home.
Dude, this shit was wild, dude.
Dude, that's crazy.
And Forrest did the same thing. We had these two little fucking... And we were
Why'd you get two cats? You each needed
we
a cat?
We each wanted our own cat. And then we brought these cats into our apartment. And then...
They killed each other.
They died in 24 hours.
No, eventually they just shit everywhere. And they would never come... They were not,
You're supposed to buy a box.
Doggy, yeah, we bought a box. They didn't give a shit about the box, dude.
Yeah.
They were like, feral cats. Dude, they
just
hit
had the box, no litter.
So did they not have a litter box at that guy's house? Were they just shitting everywhere?
Dude, no, listen to the house.
Psychotic. It was like a horror house.
It was a haunted house. It was haunted by every 40-year-old single woman's dreams.
Doggy, it was fucking crazy.
I got my Fluffy.
It was definitely like some sort of, I mean, if some sort of animal control thing had been involved, they would have fucking shut this operation down for
One of them
sure.
was a possum. You're like, this isn't even a cat.
This is a homeless lady.
Oh,
50% off.
Oh, that's my wife. That's opossum, my wife.
Doggy, no, it was fucking wild. And the cats eventually, what do we do? Do we just leave them on the side of the road? I think we literally.
Jesus Christ.
I think it ended.
Lewis,
I'm trying to remember.
What the fuck is wrong
I've done
with
too
you?
Many drugs in my life. Yeah. I gotta ask for
How do you not know what how that you did that?
Oh, that's he knows crazy. What he did. He's just not telling us.
I'm gonna
You call him like, you're about to call Rikers Penitentiary.
I have no. I have to message Forrest right now and ask him.
Forrest, did we fucking abuse those animals? Do you remember?
Remember we threw those cats in the incinerator?
All right. Yeah. Oh yeah. We left them in a box on the side of the road when it was raining.
We had them in a bag for 4 days until they stopped moving.
How you been, man?
He's beating up a dog.
I actually really got it. I got a taste of it that night.
God damn
TBH.
It. What the fuck is his name on Instagram? Oh, it's fucking
Forrest weird. The Pet Killer.
You don't have to.
Oh, at Forrest? Kitty Murderer.
Oh, follow my link tree.
That's a good show. All right, gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and talk about one of our incredible sponsors, which is Sendit Supps. This is a really cool company that has a really great product that I want to talk about, which is their dippable pre-workouts.
Dippable?
Yeah, dude. It's just dip that you take before a workout. It energizes you, gets you fucking going.
Wait, really?
Oh, yeah.
It's like under your lip pre-workout. Yep. Is it got niacin and shit in it to make your face numb?
Stop asking me a bunch of questions that I don't know the answer to.
Do you not know what's in a pre-workout?
No.
In general?
Not really.
I'm sure Sendit Supps has all the things you need for any pre-workout.
When I take a pre-workout, I usually take a drink. I won't say what company because we're promoting a different company, right? Mm-hmm. I take a drink, 16 ounces. I fucking chug it. Mm-hmm. I'm through the fucking roof. I'm jittery. I have to piss 5 times during my workout.
You don't want that.
Sendit Supps is just smooth fucking energy in dippable form. You don't have to drink. I'm drinking water throughout my workout. That's what you want. You don't want to fucking drink all that shit and get it into your system.
Yeah, absolutely not.
There's
a soldier on the logo, but it's for firemen, podcasters, donkeys, whoever you need it.
Anybody that needs energy, especially donkeys, can use Sendit Supps. And all you got to do right now is go to senditsupps.com. That's senditsupps.com. And use the promo code REAL for a special discount at checkout. Great products over at Sendit Supps. Just go there, senditsupps.com. One more time with that promo code REAL for a special discount at checkout. All right, where were we? Fuck, no, dude. I think that these cats were fucking nuts, dude. They hated us. They hated being our cats.
I kind of hate you just telling this story.
They hid under the bed. They shit under the bed.
They knew you were going to fucking abandon them.
They would never come out. They were never cuddly. Not for a goddamn second did these cats cuddle.
Right, right.
Not one of them. They were always fucking, yeah.
Yeah. I just got a cat that's like that. I rescued a cat on Saturday. But I just got this free cat from this lady.
Yuck.
Excuse me?
That joke I hated so much.
All right. Well, you know. Well, I hate your fake-ass chain you're wearing.
It's real, dude. Fucking...
Dude, no real chain goes clank, clank. If it was real, it's supposed to be like cling, cling, cling. Yours is like blap. Look at that.
Look at that, dude.
Yeah. You gotta put WD-40 on that.
That is all fucking diamonds. This is... what's the best carrot?
Diamonds are forever.
The lower the 24. Carrot, the better. No, the lower the carrot, the better, right?
No. Gold? Those are actual carrots.
That is not true.
Yeah, dude.
The guy goes, 24 carrots.
In what thing is the lowest thing the best?
Shotguns?
Golf scores?
Murders?
Yeah, I mean...
No, that's...
There's
depending on who you are. You respect a one-person murderer? Come on.
Yeah, you never...
Is it? No.
Not even trying, buddy.
Is it? Or is it the higher the carrot or the lower the carrot, the softer it is, right?
Yeah, it's more malleable.
I'll tell you what's soft. Yeah,
this shit's like butter, dude.
Bitch.
Like butter.
I just pushed this together this morning. This is just a hunk of gold and diamonds that I
you
just...
You have to bite into it to see if it
like
dents.
Superman that's making a dime out of coal?
If you bit into this, your acid to your mouth would dissolve it immediately like butter, dude.
Does Zach have one and then you guys press it and you can communicate like that? Anyway, whatever. But I did get a free cat, and the cat fucking hates me, bro.
The cat's name?
This is it. This is the cat having a full on panic attack in my apartment.
Is he burning his paws on the radiator?
No, the radiator's not
on. Oh, he's got the Hitler haircut.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah,
I wish like he's playing the xylophone.
I don't know
it's adorable.
What he's doing. Look at this. Aww. He fucking hates me. He
fuck
can't...
you, you fat little dick piece of shit.
Yeah, he's like, go out, go right. It's Tuesday.
Now this fucking cat. Rules.
Stop watching Boy Meets World till 4 a.m.
Dude, I love this cat.
Yeah, he's cool. But look at him.
He just wants to play the piano, dude.
Yeah,
get him a piano.
Bang, 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 bang. He's like, he's like, it's been a while since I've touched the keys.
Dun, dun, dun,
dun, look at him.
Dun,
dun, he can't get out of it.
He's trying to figure out if there's a surface.
He's a fucking dope.
Yeah, he's a dope. He's an idiot. No, I think he's just afraid of me, so he doesn't even, like, come near me. Look at that.
He has parents. It's like,
look at that. He's like,
she was right to leave you.
Oh, fucking idiot.
Yeah. You don't deserve love.
Look, she didn't leave me, all right?
Ooh.
Buddy, okay?
Ooh.
Don't bring it there.
Oh, no.
I will say this. Hope you're having a Merry Christmas text and was left on red.
No.
Son of a bitch.
Damn, dude.
So, you know, I'm a little manic.
Did that ruin your Christmas?
That's crazy.
It did, actually.
Did it really?
It kind of did. Yeah.
I can see that.
It didn't, because I had to, but it's like all this mental work to be like, she is hurting too. This is blah, blah, blah.
I don't think she did.
If you want, she was getting fucked.
Right.
She was getting fucked by a big black guy. She's like, this fucking loser's texting.
Some guy in a fucking, a black guy only wearing a Santa's cap.
Yeah, baby.
And Tim's.
Yo, who's that? Is that motherfucking pussy ass faggot boyfriend texting you again?
Is that four-inch saggy?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I know him. I listen.
Oh, yeah. No. He's a funny motherfucker.
Tell him I said thanks for keeping it tight.
I'm going to listen to Fatty and to Maddie.
Oh, I'm sorry, baby. I just hurt you.
Damn.
Well, that hurt.
Yeah. Well,
dude, that's why you never send that text. Fuck her in her Christmas.
I don't regret it.
I gotta worry about it.
No.
I always take the high road. I always
don't look. It is what it is. I felt the waters there. Maybe, you know, she needs some time alone. She needs some time to not even. She probably has
a lot of girls do that.
Everything.
So here's what happens.
Yeah. I've done that.
When girls break up with guys, they immediately block them. They block their three best friends.
You're like, when chicks leave their loser fat boyfriends.
Left her?
I don't. You know, it's
harsh.
He traded her in for the cat.
Oh, that explains another thing the cat
that,
now.
Son another thing bitch. That hates me.
Yeah.
He brought it to the porn stars.
The void filler.
The best I can do is this cat that hates you.
Yeah.
He needed a tighter. He needed a tighter pussy. So
some take his anger out on.
So
let's all relax.
No, when a girl breaks up with a guy, she blocks him on everything. She's got to have the time to like not see anything that he's doing. It's a different thing.
But if you do that, you're a piece of shit.
That's gay.
Wait, you don't do
that
when you're
gay. But I've done it.
It's gay to do it.
Nobody.
You have to go to her page, but you have to fucking just say, hey, look, I'm fucking. Also, I'm just too old. I'm not in high school.
Yeah.
I'm 41 years old. I can't imagine blocking somebody that like it just didn't work out with. That's kind of crazy to me.
Wait, that's gay to do? I do that every time. I don't block. I get rid of them off all my shit.
Depends on how it
on the face
out.
Of the earth.
It depends
it's
on
like
how
she
it didn't
never
work
existed.
Out. If it really
she's gone and it was nothing we could do. Yeah.
If it really hurt, I would understand unfollowing her or maybe muting their stories
muted.
You don't have to.
No,
like,
I think
see
she
it.
Has me muted. I don't think she unfollowed me or anything like that. But she def has me muted or something.
Yeah, look, it's fucking. You know, I get it. I just try to like.
I agree. I'm in the same boat where it's like, can we not like just be civil and humans and friendship and all that stuff?
When I was younger, it was fucking like crazy. When I was younger, it was like.
Yeah. Well, I am 18, so.
Yeah.
I always thought the healthy thing was to get rid of them off of everything.
It could be.
That's what I every time. That's
whoa.
Once we break up, like, cool. What do we got to talk about?
Well, it could be. Whatever's healthy for you, you know?
Yeah, that works for me pretty good.
So, yeah,
if
I mean,
you
I,
need that.
Shannon, do you think it's healthy to get rid of them off everything?
I do think so. I think so, at least at the beginning, like for the first few months, and then you can like settle into being friends at another time. But at the beginning,
is
you have
to. Is that
why
you had me blocked on everything, Shannon?
Yeah, sorry.
Shannon, does it bother you if you're dating a guy and he's friends with his ex-girlfriends?
He is fucking those girls.
Yeah, he definitely is. He's still sending dick pics, at least. Yeah.
I guess it just depends. I would have to like know
if
them.
Your boyfriend fucks his ex-girlfriend.
No, hear me out, Shannon.
But it's just to remember how good your pussy is. Like, really.
What if he gets gifts for both of you? Would that bother you?
Huh?
Would you care?
If they got gifts for that ex-girlfriend?
No.
She piped up at gifts. On. Yeah.
She's like, wait, I don't have to fuck him now?
I would need to know the entire story. The relationship might make me feel a little weird if they're like hanging out.
Yeah, get the fuck
separately.
Out of here. That shit shouldn't happen.
You'd be like, well,
I think that's the standard. Because I'm friends with a lot of my exes, and you know, my chick, she doesn't say anything about it. But
that's
because
you still
not.
Send them podcast royalties.
Yeah. I know my chick's not like
hush money. They call
I know my
that.
Chick's not like pumped about me fucking like being like close with my exes.
Sure.
I don't think any chick would be, but it's like I think the standard. Like if I went to dinner with my ex, just me and her. That's like, I think,
babe, we're just hanging one candle in the middle.
My chick's freaking out about this.
We just shared a creme brulee. That's all. What's wrong with that?
One milkshake, two straws, please, for friendship.
It's like, what? Are we gonna order just two entrees and split them both? Or
right?
Are we gonna...
You're fucking her. You're like, babe, it's crazy.
But I, so, but that's too far, I think.
Yeah.
Probably.
What, well, it needs to be, it's communication. Whatever's too far for that person that you're with.
Yeah.
If you have someone that's like, I don't care, go get lunch. I don't give a fuck. I'm very secure.
Get
you
the know, fuck out of here. I would never let that happen.
No, of course not.
Would I let her get lunch with her?
Absolutely not.
Liz, Xander wants to go fucking get some lunch.
At our favorite restaurant
that
we used to
frequent. Del Frisco's?
Yeah.
At our favorite steak restaurant.
He likes the New York Strip rare.
You know what it is? It's not so much. I wouldn't freak the fuck out. I wouldn't tell her what she could do or
You'd
not.
You'd show up in disguise.
You're like, hello.
Welcome to...
Welcome to La France.
Welcome to...
I will be your waiter.
Our special today is the rattlesnake.
I'm playing an accordion.
Let me set the mood for you, too. You look like lovebirds.
Moose just dressed like an Asian lady selling cigarettes in the restaurant.
It's like a shitty sitcom. Oh shit. No, dude, I fucking but it's almost like this. Like, I think that I wouldn't want to be with a chick who would even suggest going out on a fucking date, essentially, with their
right
ex.
right
like, yeah, like, you shouldn't do that.
You want someone who knows that's pretty much all, or even like approaching you and being like, I know this is weird, but I wanted to ask you if you would be okay if I got lunch with this guy that I used to date. Blah, 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 blah.
As you're saying it, I'm getting mad. I'm going to go home and punch my fucking girlfriend in the ribs.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Don't ever date nobody.
Throw it on the fucking floor.
Yeah.
Just for even entertaining the thought. Like, fuck you and your ziti whore.
Yeah.
Chris, what was your best gift this year for Christmas?
The gift of life.
I got a gift certificate for a deep tissue massage.
That's going to be awesome.
That's cool.
That's a great
gift. I always enjoy that.
That's a good. Eat your mic a little more. Chris, you're very loaded. What's going on with your energy?
He's drinking it.
He's fucking hammered.
What do you think?
The man's blackout.
Yeah. It's his third glass of Chardonnay at 12.
How could you go on a date with your ex?
Chris, what was your best gift?
I'll tell you something.
This Chardonnay and friendship.
There is no gift anymore.
This IPA in the morning was fantastic. That was my best gift.
It was a massage was your best gift?
Yeah. I don't get a lot of gifts for Christmas, Louis.
Neither do I, dude. Being a man, we just don't.
No, you don't.
I got cologne. My girl got me cologne.
Cigars,
cologne
usually.
Is awesome. Cigars are cool.
Yeah, but cologne's like for her. Like now she gets to smell me.
Need
yeah.
more nicotine gum. That was a good gift. In case I run out.
Yeah, that was it. I mean, my
There's
son.
So much masculinity in here that we can't even like admit to getting gifts.
I got a massage.
Oh, I got an oil
This
pump.
Is the type of gift That's I right. got. I got a gun, and then I got somebody to shoot.
No, dude,
that'd be a great
my ex-wife.
Gift.
Yeah.
If your chick just opened a trunk.
Dude,
and it was one of your enemies, and then she handed you a 9mm.
Yeah.
Like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, babe. Let me watch.
Yeah. No, I didn't really get many gifts. My girl got me cologne. And this shirt and a couple other shirts.
What did James get?
Nice. She got you cologne because you smell bad, gum because your breath smells.
A shirt because you have titties. Put a shirt on, fat ass.
Yeah. She gets you a full-on mask. Like, can you just wear that?
Yeah, and then my son got me like his own art, like framed, and then but like
he put it in a frame.
And he like bought it.
Yeah, he got a good frame.
Oh, that's I thought cool. he made
like,
the
a nice
art.
Frame. No, he made the art, and he put it in a nice frame, like really nice art. And then he got me a Christmas ornament and fucking...
What's the Christmas ornament?
His art.
Rattlesnake. Oh.
It's really just about him.
Oh, that's sweet.
He's not really privy to the Puerto Rican rattlesnake lifestyle. He's not buying me like... He's like, hey, dog, I got your racist live chat.
Hey, you're a rattlesnake with golden fangs, Dad. Look at this.
He's like, Dad, check this
amazing.
Out. Huge Legion of Skanks tattoo.
Look, dude, does it live?
Toit or noit. You got toit or noit
Some
tattooed.
Bitch with big thighs and a fat ass.
We should have a toit or noit t-shirt line.
You don't have that yet?
No, we don't.
I thought that was made.
Here's the t-shirt. It's two fists. And it says toit or noit. Mm.
No, dude, we should just sell toit and noit t-shirts, and you buy them for ugly and hot chicks.
Yeah, go noit. You have to do it like that. You have to go.
Ah, shit.
Like right under toit, it's just like a thin line, and then right under, right under noit, yeah, it's just a circle.
All the tight shirts are like belly shirts.
No, I'm with noit.
Noit is like a full-on gown.
It's the moo-moo.
Yeah,
well, I'm with noit. It's funny.
Okay, let's take a moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. YoDelta.com makes incredible, high-quality, potent Delta 8 THC products, vapes, and gummies that get you super stoned. I tried their gummies just the other day.
They actually do work.
Oh, my God, dude.
Me and Robbie Bernstein once fed an entire crowd of people Delta 8 gummies and then asked them at the end of the show, are you guys high? And they were like, yes. Oh, those were Delta 8 gummies.
Dude, here's the problem is back in the day, I didn't take them because I didn't really fuck with edibles. Now that I'm taking edibles, I really connected with the feeling of it. Mm-hmm. And Yo Delta's edibles are as strong as ever, strong, dude. Yeah. They're stronger than the edibles that I get regularly. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start taking them in place of my regular edibles. All you got to do is to grab their vapes and gummies, which are legal now, I believe, in almost all 50 states.
And a lot of places where traditional THC is still illegal.
Oh, yeah. You can get it delivered right to your door legally and cheaper. Use the promo code GAS at YoDelta.com for YoDelta.com. Go to YoDelta.com and use the promo code GAS for 25% off of all your products today. You got to be 21 years old. You got to be in a state where YoDelta is legal, but I think it's all of them now. Just go to YoDelta.com, use that promo code, and yeah, grab some amazing YoDelta THC on behalf of us. All right, let's get back into it. Yeah, dude, my Christmas was great, though. We hosted it at the house. I cooked the ham.
Good. You emceed the Christmas party.
My chick made a baked ziti.
Nice.
It was like literally, I would say, as close to a perfect Christmas as I could have had.
What would it made? Well, what would have made it perfect? Something bad happened.
If my mother was here.
Oh, son of a.
Yeah, somebody's got to bring the heroin.
Yeah. Damn.
If I just have my mother back in the world. God. That would be really
so. You
nice.
Would say if you were living every day like a Groundhog's Day, if you had that Christmas, it would reset the whole thing, and it, 26 would start.
It was just. It was really nice. My son's mother and her husband or boyfriend came. And that was like really nice. I've always wanted to like, you know, incorporate them more into like the holiday. And I just feel like me and him never like, whatever. We're talking about like being friends with your exes and like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I think like people put up walls, you know what I'm saying? And I think he was just kind of like, oh, this guy was, you know, has a child with my chick and like, whatever. It's a Latin thing. He's the dark skinned Dominican guy. Just like a little bit older. It's just like an old school thing. I don't think he just really was super pumped on being friends right. with his girl's ex, right?
Yeah. You have to be hilarious. Civil in that fucking situation.
Of course, and we always were. Yeah. We had a couple like, you know, a couple like times where we had to like exchange words here and there. Right. But it was nothing, anything. It was never
exchange
anything.
Words?
Yeah, we had a couple like, incidents.
Fuck you. Well, he's fuck teaching you. Him English.
How you say carburetor?
No. But it was actually really, it was the first time we hung out like extensively, like all day. Came over in the afternoon. We did dinner. We played games. We fucking.
How many times did he try to shape up your beard? Just like sitting there with a fucking straight razor. Like, no, it's not for your neck. I swear.
No, he was. But it was really just a great experience for my son. I've always wanted that. I want like that experience where he gets to have his whole family together. His mother, his father. My chick was there, you know, but well, my sister, my aunt, my niece, everyone was just like in a great mood. We had great fucking food. Dude, the ham was fun. I made my own glaze for the ham.
Ooh. Nice.
What'd you put in your glaze?
Cum.
Good.
Yeah, dude, I fucking fed and my family.
Just him.
Just the Dominican.
Nobody eat that. Right. Just a Dominican ham. No. I made two hams. Yeah. I made two hams.
Dad, I love the ham.
Sorry, Eddie, this is Pernil. Eat this.
James is like, thanks for the ham, Dad. Got some glaze on my cheek.
It's like, ooh, salty.
Got the left of the right ham you just ate.
Glaze on my chest.
This ham's very sticky.
No, what I do? I did brown sugar, mouth. Dijon, apple cider vinegar, yes. Pineapple juice.
That's pretty much the same thing I do. I made a ham on Christmas Eve.
Oh, it was fucking delightful, dude. It was delightful.
I made a ham out of myself on Christmas Eve. I'll tell you what.
Oh. Yeah, a few other
he scored
things.
Himself and just shoved cloves in.
And then my girl did the big ziti and other people brought, you know, sides and shit. It was fucking, yeah, it was great, dude. The food was so good. I don't know. It was just a great fucking, very satisfying Christmas.
And when Jenna unwrapped her donkey, how did she feel?
It didn't stop making noise. It spoiled the surprise.
I do want to get
it's
a donkey.
It's hard to put a donkey under
what do you,
the tree.
What are the living situation of a donkey? It's also, if I had to guess.
A free graze in your backyard.
Yeah, how big is your backyard? Yeah.
Not that big.
It'll fit. It's fine.
It's like donkeys it's, don't my backyard, it really, they put a pool back there and they're like, that's what you got.
Yeah, donkeys love to swim too.
Yeah.
Do
throw
they?
Them in the fucking pool. Yeah, of course.
It's your favorite thing.
Yeah.
It would be easier than bathing the donkey.
Now, why would you need a donkey? Is really the question.
He's got wolves.
Yeah.
Got my girlfriend.
You're late with
his
car.
House is lousy with wolves.
My girlfriend is a.
It's in New Jersey.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's.
Lewis is traveling by his donkey.
A blonde chick. I'm gonna.
Guys, we're gonna start right when I get there.
I hated your clopping.
You hated the clopping out of everything.
Twitch streaming
the clopping
on a donkey
is perfect. Yeah,
donkeys don't wear shoes. That's horses.
No, dude. My girl had mentioned one day getting a horse. Because I told her I have a friend who has a horse and it's not that expensive. She's like, oh, we should get a horse then.
I should have never said that.
No. Now we're going to have to get a horse one day.
Here's a goat.
You hire like Harrington and another person to like dress up as a horse. Here, babe, here's your horse. Clopping again.
So, but no, dude, a donkey is a cheaper version. And I bet you, because a horse isn't that expensive to buy, but a horse is super expensive to like own. You have to like fucking feed it.
Yeah, it's like a boat.
Yeah, dude. Well, boats are also expensive.
You set it on fire like Pio Mai, if you're a bitch.
a good boat's fucking expensive.
Think about that fucking horse.
It was just a horse.
It was a fucking animal.
But how much is it to feed a donkey? And what does it eat?
Like $4. Same shit as horses.
Probably hay. Like hay and those
bologna sandwiches.
I feel like food. Hay is cheap Salt as fuck, lick. Dude, right?
Yeah, hay can't be expensive.
Yeah. Look Probably up the like price $50 of hay. A bale.
A bale of
that
hay.
Seems expensive.
I will say this: I bought bales. Hold on, I bought bales of hay from like Party City during Halloween times, and they're like,
you got to go to a wholesale.
They're like expensive. I got to be honest with you.
You got to get your hay at Costco,
like $120.
That's why you got to go to a farm, not Party City. You got to go to a farm.
I'm going to go to a fucking farm. I live in New Jersey.
There's a lot of farms in New Jersey.
There's farms in New Jersey.
I hunt on them.
New Jersey's huge.
Shannon, how much does it cost to feed a donkey?
It says between $100 to $300 a month.
That's not bad. That's not you can afford that.
It costs more to feed a dog.
Yeah. And you have a child. They just take away from him a little
This
bit.
Actually is genuinely not a terrible idea. What are the laws? Can I own a donkey in suburban New Jersey?
Fuck the laws.
Fuck your laws.
Come on. What are we doing
are you
here?
You fucking pussy.
You start caring about the laws. Yeah. Your pool doesn't even fit zoning laws.
It's not like
shit.
You're fucking. It's not like you're hiding a fucking gun like in your fucking. Yeah. You're hiding a giant animal that's doing labor.
Yeah.
In the neighborhood.
Shitting.
Yeah, you just leave them outside Home Depot and view.
Eating.
The Jews will love it on Saturday.
Screaming.
You live in a Jewish neighborhood.
Shannon, what's the laws for owning a donkey in New Jersey? I think this is a great idea.
The donkey's going around turning off all the Jewish people's lights.
No.
They could plow their fields for them.
You can have an alpaca. You can have an alpaca.
No, fuck.
Oh, get an alpaca,
they
dude.
Stink.
Jenna's denying wanting a horse in the chat right now. You said, didn't she? She said she wanted a fucking horse the other day. What am I thinking of?
She said she wanted you to have a horse cock.
She said, go home to your horse. What am I hearing?
Yeah, my chick wants a horse.
Jenna, get off my name in the chat. Beat it. And now we're getting a donkey. So there we go.
She said your mom's not here because she loves horse.
No, he's fucking your skanks.
Yeah, my chick wants a skunk or something. Oh, shit. I sent a type of dog breed you might like. All right, well.
Horse dog?
I don't know. Maybe I'm high. Maybe I'm crossing conversations.
Right. You were like, that thing's so big, it's like a horse. My chick wants a horse.
She said, oh, I'm so hungry, I could eat a horse.
Oh, son of a bitch. Fuck.
Two birds, one stone, though. You get the horse, kill it.
Hold on.
Get her a Great Dane. It's the same thing.
Wextraordinary in the Racist Live Chat said, Lewis can't identify animals.
Whoa, that thing's a huge horse. Look at that horse flying over there.
Okay. She just texted me, I literally never once said I wanted a horse. Are you okay? It's the edibles. I don't know what's happening. I remember hearing this.
Now she's getting a donkey,
bro.
Yeah, well, babe, guess what? We committed to this donkey.
Yeah, you're like,
I texted Shannon to order us a donkey, and it's already on its way home.
Wait a minute,
so.
You don't want a horse?
Well, too late for that. Late Christmas gift.
I got to make a couple phone calls.
Yeah.
Lose out. But you haven't left yet.
All right.
Got you all this glue for Christmas.
But Christmas was a very, very nice time. We played Mafia, which is always a lot of fun.
A very Christmas game.
Yeah, which is killing you. Dude, it was so fun. Dude, my aunt's retarded. She's an old lady. She's 86 years old. She just doesn't know how to play. Have you guys played Mafia before?
No. What is that?
What's the video game?
No. It's like you have to play with a group of like eight or more. And essentially, there's two people that are the Mafia members, but they're secretly chosen as the Mafia members, and nobody knows who they are. So it's a game of sort of questioning each other and trying to figure out who the Mafia members are. And the Mafia members can kill off townspeople. Yeah. So as everyone goes to sleep and everyone closes their eyes, the mafia members have to, they have communicated and are secretly trying to kill off the same townsperson.
Wow.
It's really fun.
How do you fight? What questions do you ask?
So you just say, it comes up and you look at them like, hey, you're mafia. And then the way they react, you start freaking out.
Oh, what? What are you talking about? There like, is no mafia.
No such thing as the Cosa Nostra.
No such thing.
I work in the Department of Corrections.
No. There's no such thing.
Some
as
of
that.
My money comes from legitimate income.
It's like, maybe you never heard of sanitation.
What?
Right away, you're in the carding business. They think you're mopped up.
I happen to own 12 laundromats.
It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, dude. Fuck. It was a really fun game. That's like that is a if you have a chance to play it with like a large group of people. I learned it from the Gas Digital people.
Wait, it's a card game or is it like charades?
No, it's not a card game. It's just we use cards to figure out who the mafia members are because they deal out and whoever gets the aces become the mafia members.
Oh, nice.
And there's different versions of it where there's like a cop and a doctor and but it's actually really really fun. And I didn't think the kids were gonna get it. I didn't think my 86-year-old aunt was gonna get it because there's like nuance to the game where Everyone really got it. It was fucking awesome.
Your kid's like kissing your grandma's like the ring.
Yeah,
wah, 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 wah. Don't play a sound.
No, I thought I thought you were doing your own wah, 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 wah.
No, I was trying to think of the what's the
Jurassic Park theme?
No, I know I did Jurassic Park.
That's what you did.
Jesus Christ, what the fuck? No, I was trying to do the Godfather one.
That's pretty good, actually.
That's pretty good. I thought he was Italian. Going wedding, yeah.
It's very Italian of you to be able to actually nail that.
Yeah. Your kid's like, grandma.
That's my ringtone.
It was really fun. Really fun.
That's fucking sweet, bro.
So, all right, let's see. Let's rape dick it up. Time for another episode of Rape Dicks.
Yay.
Rape dicks. Rape. Rape dicks. Rape. Rape dicks. Rape.
All I know is ball. Good. Rape.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
Talking about rape now?
So
apparently, Vin Diesel was accused by his ex-assistant. This law came out. This is not a good law. All right? Not a good law.
What's the law?
They're saying that the statute of limitations for rapes has now been pushed to 20 years instead of 7.
Jeez.
Come on.
They're calling it getting Vin. Getting Dieseled.
So Vin Diesel, his ex-assistant, sues for sexual battery, and it does have shades of the Louis
C.K. Sexual battery?
Yeah.
Just a battery in a bikini?
It was a D-cell. So
jumper cables on the nipples.
The sexual battery bit stinks.
At least we're trying. We need to
abandon the sexual battery bit.
Oh yeah, let's talk about how Vin Diesel's a rapist. Let's defend him.
We're gonna get to we're not defending him. We're getting to the bottom of it.
Instead of doing
he got to the bottom
hilarious
of it.
Sexy battery bit.
So no, Vin Diesel apparently
it's ever ready.
it has shades of Louis C.K. Apparently he pulled his dick out in front of his assistant and wanted to jerk off.
When I see a sexy battery, I'm like, I can keep going and go.
Hell yeah.
That was actually a boy, solid
there
joke.
It there it was. Guess who'll sing? Guess who'll sing?
Guess who'll sing? Guess who'll sing? Sexy battery, instead of on the bunny's back, it shoved up his ass.
Here we go. Anything can be made funny.
We're riffing. Come on, boys.
Nice, clean fun here.
There we go. So let's get to the bottom of it. Give me some details, Shannon. We will figure out definitively in the next 3 to 4 minutes if Vin Diesel is guilty of these charges.
Okay, so the chick's name is Asta Johnson.
Slutty innocent.
Name. I mean, her He's name innocent. Has ass it. In it. What does she think
ass
is going
to
happen?
Wait, wasn't that
beat off to?
Well, her name is Dick and Mouth Jones.
Yeah. What is her name? What's her
That's
name
a perfect name to jerk
Sluts
off
Sluts McGee.
To.
Asta.
Asta.
Yeah, A-S-T-A.
God damn it.
Asta M.
Johnson.
Johnson.
What the fuck? Hilarious.
Anista Johnson.
Asta. Is there a picture? Is
she Korean?
Yeah, I have a picture. Hold on.
Oh, she's toy, huh?
Let's see.
Try this one.
I might pull my.
I hate
out.
To do this because it's
she's
20
Filipino.
Years later. Oh, she
That's a trans man.
I think she's cute.
Yeah.
That's a
she's
dude.
Cute. That's pretty cute. Yeah.
She looks like she's in retail.
And 20 years ago, Vin Diesel raped this lady?
13 years ago.
13.
She was at her toitus. That was back then, yeah. Or?
Do we have a picture of her from, can you go to our Facebook page and go back?
You know what, ladies and gentlemen, we are combining rape dicks and toiter noit.
Can you play that? The
Let's
time?
Go.
Can you play that?
Toit or noit.
Rape dicks.
Rape dick.
And not seeing her on Instagram or on Facebook.
She's disgraced.
So what does she have to hide then?
So he just pulled his dick out.
Oh, wait, so I'll tell you. So so she was hired by the production company to be his assistant while he filmed Fast Five in Georgia in 2010.
He's like, you want to see a Fast Six?
According to the docs obtained by TMZ, Asta said she was at Vin's suite at the St. Regis in Atlanta while he was entertaining multiple women. Nice. She claims that when the last...
Real ass dude right there. All right, boys. Real ass dude in the room.
Yeah. He just goes, and I think that's where the story ends.
He just got confused which one was the assistant and the whores he was entertaining. Yeah. That's all.
He was in a pretty sweet...
It was a mistake.
So I thought every Asian was up for grabs. Yeah. Just me?
She claims when the last woman left, Asta was tasked with ushering Vin out of the hotel.
She was tasked to. Come on. Hey, Vin Diesel here. It's Vin Diesel jokes. You guys get it?
Yes. She got him out of the hotel to avoid photographers, but instead she said Diesel forcibly groped her, grabbed her breast, and kissed her, all while still in the suite. And
he's like, look, I did not forcibly grope her, but I could have.
He went, I am Groot. I am horny.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm doing it. I'm doing his voice for Vin Diesel. It's more like
it's so hard. Not
it's
to
more
say.
Like what is Vin Diesel? It's just like,
that's pretty good.
Like
the giant though.
I'm like Vince. I'm Vin Diesel.
I'm Vin Diesel.
This is my fast car. Look at it.
Tokyo really drift into your pussy.
Yeah.
Well, that's fucked up.
I'm gonna grab your tits now. Well,
I did not grab this woman, but I could have easily done it with these arms.
I'm not gonna whip out my dick
for family.
So she struggled to break free, but he allegedly continued forcing himself on her. She said that the assault escalated as Diesel lifted up her dress and tried to pull down her underwear before pinning her against the wall, grabbing her hand and placing it on his erect penis. She said Diesel was in his underwear.
He said, check out the chronicles of this dick.
I like that he said erect penis, or she said erect penis.
She said Diesel was in his underwear after pulling down his cargo shorts. She claims he then pulled down his underwear and started masturbating while still leaning against her, at which point she says...
Oh, yeah. Okay, thank you.
At which point she
slower,
said...
Slower, Shannon, please.
This is the end of it now. She closed her eyes to dissociate and get through the alleged ordeal. She says when he finished, he pulled up his shorts and said, no one can say shit about Asta, and left the room.
What?
What does that mean?
That last part.
I think
weird.
That means that it's like that she's a cool chick, maybe. Like, no one can say shit about you.
She's all right. Honestly.
Oh, he like raped her.
Dissociating's not a yes. I don't know what
it is. Pretty
sweet. No, that's some beautiful manipulation right there, dude. I'll give him that is like him fucking. He did it, and then he was like, well, let me fucking just make her feel good about it.
You're so cool.
She walked away confused. She was like, I'm not going to report this for 19 years.
Yeah.
Also, though, hours later, his sister, who is the president of this production company, called her and fired her, saying they no longer needed her help. She worked for them for a total of 9 days.
Thought she was cool.
Cold-blooded.
They fire her?
They fired her.
Yeah. Hours later, she says.
Wow.
Imagine, like, getting... like a dream job or whatever, and then they rape you and fire you.
I mean, to be fair, if your dream job is being Vin Diesel's assistant,
some people do have those.
You might deserve to be raped. I'm just gonna.
Can I say I met him once
at his fucking harem full of whores?
Yeah.
How is he supposed to know if she's not just another one?
Yeah, I actually agree with you.
Yeah. Maybe he made a mistake.
He's dyslexic.
Are we not allowed to make mistakes? Jesus.
The person you're gonna go see for the house is gonna be like, I was watching a podcast that you were getting hammered on and started talking about how good rape was. Anyway, this is the 3-bedroom.
Yeah, it's a perfect bedroom to rape.
So
I met him once and he was very sweet to me.
He was very sweet.
Mm-hmm. He went, Shannon's cool.
That's enough for me.
Nobody can say shit about Shannon.
Yeah.
Did he grope you?
No, but he gave me a hug.
Yeah, was he erect?
Yeah, he did.
And not no.
Oh,
did you like?
So
it?
What's the point?
Wait, he was.
He hugged the inside of your pussy.
He was actually entertaining a large group of women when I met him. When I walked into the room,
damn, dude,
cargo shorts.
Confirmed real ass dude. All right.
Were you there that night, Shannon?
Yeah, he's always entertaining a large group of women.
And then I was at the hotel room and I whispered, I think Asta totally likes you.
But that's like some shit that fucking like celebrities, like, dude, think about it, like 20 years ago, before any of this shit, before anybody knew anything was going to go down, mm-hmm. right? like, think about how decadent to be a celebrity. Like, it probably, like, these guys were fucking, like, they would have multiple girls. I read some story about a fucking, like, what the fuck was the story recently? The girl showed up and fucking, there was other girls there. Did we talk about it on this show? I don't know, but like, yeah, it's just like celebrities like have multiple girls show up, and then it's like backup girls, and it was like
that. Oh, it was the game. Porn. It was the porn chick with the NBA player, right?
Yeah, maybe.
That just came out, right?
Yeah, maybe. But that happens all the time. You hear about that all the time.
Yeah.
Which is fucking and
what? Dude, that they just like invite a bunch of chicks over.
If I was famous, I'm not famous now, but if I had any sort of fame, dude, in the '90s,
sheet.
Right.
I thought you were just going to say you were going to get with a lot of ladies.
No, it would have been wild. It would have been some accusations at this point, for sure.
Isn't that what studios used to do, too, to like make you sign contracts with them? They used to bribe you with whores if you were a male star.
But back in the day, like, it was like literally a thing. Like, women would walk in for auditions, and the casting director's cock would just be out.
Oh, hey.
That's where that casting couch porn comes from.
Oh, you're trying to read for Gamora?
How bad do you want to be in Titanic?
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 4.
But think about how many gals that are famous. Like, you're right, you mentioned Titanic, right? Like, Kate Winslet.
Of course.
Suck a dick.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's...
Tooting on Harvey Weinstein.
There's the Harvey Weinstein stuff where
was
some
Weinstein
people just
involved
went for
in
it.
Titanic?
No, that's James Cameron.
It's a... Oh, but same, is it a mirror? Yeah, like,
wasn't one of those...
What production company, like... made it.
That
like,
wasn't Weinstein's fucking production company.
And there's just gals that are out there that are famous today, and they're not they're not kicking up dust because they feel shame. This is like the most fucked up thing on earth. Like they feel shame because they sucked Harvey Weinstein's cock to get where they're at, and they're like, I can never reveal that.
Right. And most of the time, if they go forward, they're just like ridiculed, and like you're like, you know what? I'm gonna like say something, and everyone's like, you're a whore. You deserved it.
Yeah, it would be a segment on the show.
Yeah.
Rose McGowan, she wasn't complaining when she's getting those big roles like Jawbreaker. Right?
Big
Jawbreaker.
That big role that she landed, she was okay with that.
Yeah.
And then the moment she came out to break that story, she shaved her head and went fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bitches. Hmm. Bitches be crazy. Bitches be crazy.
That's what we take away from
this. With the evidence that I have right now, you know, I just feel like...
Bitches be crazy.
It's also like, you know, that was it. That was it. He just fucking forced himself on her a little.
And he never pulled down his underwear. And like, he was jerking off, apparently.
No, I mean, like, he put his hand up her shirt and stuff, I guess they said. Right?
Skirt. With her underwear on. Let's take that into account.
That's also true. That's nothing. Mm-hmm. By today's standards?
Yeah.
Women wear, like, yoga pants to the supermarket.
Shit, I get people putting their hand on my shirt every day. I got five guys doing that on my way here.
I'm just saying, we can't conclusively say that. And, you know, it seems like she's... You know,
she's probably well, what would she get from this? Hush money?
She'll sue him. She'll sue
for what?
Him.
Sue him?
Sue me for what?
For 13-year award, right?
For being awesome?
What, my $150 million net worth? Yeah, she's going to sue him.
She is currently.
Well, my giant
she's
money.
Currently suing him?
Yes, she's
of course.
Suing
that's what all this is about.
I didn't know you could sue.
And it's like, it's such this big, like, traumatic thing until you get your nice $10 million of hush money.
Yo,
then
that's
it's
exactly
like, oh,
what
I'm not traumatized
affects
anymore.
You. And he's
not
going to.
It does.
This is just what happened.
To a bigger house. Listen.
It just happened with Puffy. Right? He just got accused.
Puffy.
Yeah, dude. He got accused, and then hours later, he just paid her off, and she was like, never happened.
I know.
Yeah.
It's so funny, dude.
Oh,
she was
also accusing him of, like, blowing up Kid Cudi's car and shit.
She also accused him of blowing dudes.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't just a rape allegation. Yeah. She was saying
she was like, he's gay.
He's gay.
He blows up cars.
Yeah.
He pistol whips people. It was fucking crazy.
So here's the thing, though. Like, of course... If you have the opportunity to sue one of these celebrities or a supermarket or any entity.
Scam that Jew?
Any big entity, dude. It's like, this is like, this is the country we live in, the world we live in. They're going to take that opportunity. So, you know, if you fall down and fucking hurt yourself in a supermarket, whatever, if you, just slightly, like, if you sue them, they will just settle out every time. They're not going to even fight it. It is what it is. It's just easier to do that. It's just easier to settle.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slip and fall. I would never do that. I would never go through the process. Even if it was somebody's fault. even if they, it was a slippery floor and there was no sign.
You really seeing that money and you're spending it on lawyers and all this stuff.
It takes forever to get a personal
injury. At least like 10 years for you to fucking settle with that place because they want to milk you for every dime you get. Yeah. And the lawyers are going to sit there and keep like defending you. They're just running up that fucking
bill. Personal injury cases, they only get, they get commission at the end typically.
Yeah.
Same with like labor cases.
Let me get one more coffee, please. Appreciate it. All right, let's do a couple more of these stories before we get out of here. I'm going to go record a Legion of Skanks right after this one, boys. Let's go with the murder dogs. Murder dogs back in the house, boys.
Murder dogs?
Who let the dogs out?
What?
Yo, stop the dog, buddy. Go. All right, so what happened?
When the party was, but the party was bumping.
Ayo,
you be ayo.
Shannon, what happened?
And everybody's having a bowl.
Please.
I had that album when I was little.
Really?
Yeah.
What were some of the other tracks?
It was like a 4-track album, and really? I do not know what the other
Who
tracks
let
were.
The cats out? Meow, 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 meow.
Who let the birds out? Chirp, 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 chirp.
Who let the donkeys out?
Yeah, they fuck up. They're like, who let the rabbits out?
Shannon, what is up with this story? What happened with this dog?
Okay, so it's a 23-year-old girl. She was visiting her cousin's house in Arizona. She had met this dog several times before, never any issues. But this time it said that she made a sudden movement to turn back and look at her cousin. And as soon as she did that, the dog like lunged at her face and then like gripped onto her upper lip and then just hung from it. Until
a strong upper lip.
Until it like ripped off her upper lip.
Wow, this is a model.
Yeah.
Hold on. Before you pull her up, is it like
now she's the model for Amnesty International?
When there's a
it's all right.
When there's a model used to mean something. And I'm doing a lot of Christmas shopping, dude.
Okay.
I'm doing a lot of Christmas shopping. And whatever they call a model now, it's like whatever fucking, you could all be models.
Sorry, the donkey model wasn't good enough
you're
for
just
you.
Hammered at Macy's. You know, a model used to mean something in my day.
It really did, dude. It used to be hot chicks and dudes. And now, there's like one out of every 10 people in an ad is a hot person.
Yeah.
Now it's fucking fat, gross people.
Yeah.
Not only fat, but they have like skin conditions and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a Down big syndrome. Blown up fucking picture of like a fat lady with bad skin.
Yeah. I blame Christina like, Aguilera for making that song, You Are Beautiful.
You think it was
I couldn't even watch that music video because of all those freaks.
Just some fat slob with glasses and an overbite.
What happened? What happened? We used to have modeling. Used to be a fucking thing.
Body positivity, my friend.
And my chick said this. She was like, oh, well, the people want to see how the clothes look on normal people. I was like, but these aren't normal people.
Yeah.
These are fucking.
These are freaks. I want to pay two bits to watch
people. I mean,
people want to see how clothes look on the bearded lady.
Gross people.
It's more of a zoo at that point.
What is her shitty fucking?
How does she ride a bike?
Why does her pimples?
Why would I care what a sweater looks like on a lady with one arm?
She's got like dirty skin.
Yeah.
This bitch is not a model. I'm sorry here.
Did you take a picture of it?
I should have. But I don't want to shame this fucking... She's a real woman.
You are,
but you
though.
All know...
Is she?
You're
hilarious. She's not beautiful. Is she a real woman?
Shannon, pull up a model with bad skin.
This chick is such a pig. She's disgusting. Yeah. I don't want to make her feel bad.
Well, she will
she
hear...
She looked horrendous.
But she is fucking... She's a... I'm not even saying she's a bad person. She shouldn't feel bad about herself. Target is using her to go, oh, look, we're...
What the fuck?
That's not her. I don't know if that's a her. I don't know what
that looks like. A squire in a night movie. Skin.
It's like the kid. It's like the kid from Pete and Pete.
Yeah, no, I don't know what that is. Dude, this bitch, she had like fucking literally shitty like
blemishes and shit.
Just like actual acne. Fucking acne. And you're like, that's okay to not be a model.
By the way, they can airbrush that out of the photo, no problem.
That is true. They didn't
that's
go
like
down
your,
that route.
Your next comedian doesn't speak a word.
But it's okay to not be a model. You don't have to model. You are ugly. That's okay.
Yeah, that is fine.
It is.
Go get an actual job.
Yeah, like ugly people have a place in the world.
Like, what is that?
That's not her, but yeah.
Was she burnt? Not that,
that like
way.
Mystique, I mean, like
no, she's
burnt.
Black. Dude,
oh,
chill.
Son of a bitch.
What an asshole. No, stop. So I'm feeling bad for these all
she's
these actual poor
skin.
Ugly women.
Yeah,
I'm feeling bad for them.
Why they're modeling? They're
it's crazy,
great.
But they shouldn't be models.
One of those ladies was in the racist live chat. Like, what the fuck, man? they're making fun of me again.
Doggy, I'm fucking telling you right now. Fucking, Yeah, no. Models should be beautiful, and we should aspire to look at them and to fucking... It was, you know, it's an elite thing. No. There's just like, there's people who can run really fast, and there's people who could jump really high. Yeah. And there's like, there's pockets of elite that you have to sort of like...
Right.
And like, looks, like modeling.
Right. Isn't it all semantics, though?
Hmm. What do you mean?
Like, isn't it... Like
beauty's within the behind, it's like the beholder and shit.
You're thinking symmetry, you idiot.
No, I'm thinking of
you fucking subjective. Moron.
Yeah, you fucking idiot. Like, with
your, you're still an idiot. You're still wrong.
You're an idiot.
You're still dumb.
You shut up.
You weren't right.
It's subjective, isn't it? You know, like
I think we could all look at like an ugly chick who's a model and be like, she shouldn't be there.
Yeah, we just did it twice.
Yeah, no matter how subjective beauty is.
I
would have that kid with acne blow me.
Back in the day, I would watch America's Next Top Model. Don't ask me why. I would. Okay. There was, I remember in season like 6 or something, it was like the first season, they were like, this season, we have a plus size model. And they had like the dark music, like a fucking, like they were going to really turn shit on.
That was just her walking on the set.
See the water rippling in a glass.
And you're like, all right, dude, I guess there's a place in the world for... a handful of plus-size models.
Well, there's more than a lot of people that like plus-sized women.
Yes.
Not really.
Called black men.
No, dude.
Love fat white chicks.
13%.
I think that there's a handful of people that will settle for fat women. And then there's a handful of people that, are into fat women.
Yeah.
But it's the same way, it's people that are into feet or people that are into fucking, it's like a little bit of a fet.
I think there's probably more people into feet than fat women.
You think
so? I don't think that's true.
I bet $100.
I think there's more dudes that love.
What happened
women.
First? What happened first? Do you think that society started talking about feet, and then everyone started going like,
"Yeah, feet. It spread." Yeah. It was one guy going, "What about feet?"
And then somebody goes, "Well, what about them?" And then it just kept going through there. It started in Europe,
because I never gave a shit about feet, and then all of a sudden I started caring about feet, and now
there's something about feet now. Like I never gave a shit about feet either. But now when I'm like on Instagram or something, and I see some chick's toes, you're like, "Ooh, she didn't put a little fucking thing over that."
Yeah,
I think it's
like a bitch toe.
Shannon, let us see your feet. Come on, for us. Shannon, not for the fans, but for us. Will you show us your feet right now?
I feel like we do this so many times.
Do we do this?
Yes.
Damn. You always say no.
I'm wearing sandals there.
I'm a fucking creep. You let me see your feet? Really?
Yeah, I definitely have. We've been on a beach together.
Will you let Doug Yurum smell your feet?
No.
Come on.
I do not want to smell Shannon's feet.
All right.
Italians do not like feet.
Oh, my God.
What are you talking about?
This thing touches a shoe.
What touches the trotter?
Yeah. What do you want from me next?
Look at the corns on this whore.
It's like, it's fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
What are you walking around like a pig?
What are you, a pig?
You don't wear socks underneath those Nikes? Fucking gross.
You
stand outside.
Lick my toes.
Let me
laugh.
Lick your toes. What are you? You think I'm a fucking dog?
Frankie, why are you hurting me? I ain't beating. You think I like toes? Think I'm some freak?
Suck your toes.
They won't even eat pussy.
You think they're
that part's not true. That part's not true.
That's one of the seven fishes.
Would you smell Shannon's feet?
Yeah.
Let Sagala smell your bare toes.
I'd put one of your toes in my mouth.
Let Sagala suck on one of your toes right now.
No, but
you would though. Not on camera. But you would though. You do.
I would, yeah.
Oh, he would. Look at him. He's getting turned on right now.
He's turning red.
Holy
You're making him
shit,
red,
dude.
Shannon.
Oh, fuck.
He's blushing.
What if he just can't help himself and starts chewing?
Sorry, I just can't. Yeah, I'm not doing this.
I'm so used to eating things.
Shit. Shannon, how often do we make you show your feet? I feel like you always turn us down.
No, I know for sure at least one time.
Janet does have small feet. You need a small foot. You can't have a big.
Yeah, like. Like the fat bitches and feet don't go together. Like you either like fat bitches or you don't like a fat bitch's feet.
Oh, nobody likes a fat bitch's
feet. To be fair though, the fat bitch's foot is used less.
What's that?
Sorry.
A fat bitch's foot is flat and it's big. It has a wider spread.
Fallen arches.
It's flat. Yeah, dude. because they're holding up so much more. That is not a sexy foot, dude.
They're like tennis rackets.
Yeah, the arches are flat.
Dude, it looks like it's like it looks like McDonald's it's arches. It looks like it's like been pressed in like that chalk you use for weightlifting.
Yeah.
There's always like a white powder on them.
The toes are always going dry. Opposite direction.
Yeah, dude, the toes don't touch the floor. The toes are off the floor. It's just the matting of the fucking like dinosaur hooves.
They look like street signs. They're going in opposite directions.
God damn it, fat bitches. We
look at that.
Food.
That is fucking gross. That's a fat bitch's fucking turtle.
Yeah,
pose.
That looks like you like took a doctor's glove and blew into it.
Dude, we need a look. Also, look at that one toenail. Just
imagine
really
the fucking feet prints that leaves in the sand.
Bitch, cut your toenail. Toenails aren't supposed to be long.
They're not.
Calm down,
true.
Nosferatu.
I like how she painted them as if we forget they're fat.
Toesferatu.
Toes fucking feratu. Workshop time, baby boy.
Just say something so not funny, and you're like, yeah, toesferatu. And that's where we're ending.
Name of the episode.
Don't tell me where we're ending.
Thank you guys for hanging out with
us. No, that's not the way it is. We've been doing longer shows lately, but I've been flowing. What? The only reason we're not doing longer than an hour and a half today is because I have to get back to do Skanks.
Wow.
You're lucky. You're lucky.
I find myself lucky to be sitting here.
I just fucking, I'm going to start doing a 5-hour podcast like Joe Rogan. That's what I should do. Shannon, what would you do if I started doing a 5-hour podcast? How mad would you be?
I do feel like back in the day, like in Ralph's old apartment, you would go for hours and hours and hours.
I should start doing this more. Friday night hang, maybe we'll just go fucking hard. We'll go long.
We should do a 24/7 podcast.
We did a 6-hour Zoom podcast like a week into the pandemic.
Oh my God.
Damn.
Yeah. It was like 9 of us on Realize Podcast. We all got fucking hammered.
Hell yeah, dude. That's what we fucking
I remember
cared.
Those.
Now, now we fucking just look at the clock. We're like, all right, and we're out. What happened? It used to be for the love of the game, dude. Then you start making a little bit of cashola. Things fucking change, dude. You know what? Yeah. That's going to be my New Year's resolution, Shannon. We're doing New Year's resolutions on
Friday. Make less cashola. Have fun.
Make less cashola, somehow.
Gain more passion.
No, dude. We're going to fucking start doing great shit. We're going to start fucking... I'll tell you right now, we are with Legion Skanks.
Finally, we're going to start. You guys have been with us for 7 years here at Gas Digital, and we're finally going to do something great.
We've always done great shit. What I'm saying is that it's a return to fucking greatness. We're going to remind people in 2024 why Gas Digital, why Legion of Skanks, why Real Ass Podcast, why we are the funniest podcasters. I say Gas Digital, that's under the umbrella. High Sider Radio. Why we are the fucking funniest podcasters on the planet. If you look at what we do, it's just fucking funnier than the other shit that's out there, unfucking questionably. And look, there's some amazing podcasts out there. There are some amazing ones. But Legion of Skanks and Real Ass Podcast for over a decade have been fucking doing this shit, 2-3 episodes per week, nonstop fucking hilarity. And in 2024, I'm going to fucking remind people of that because it shouldn't be up for debate. It shouldn't. Nothing should ever feel stale. Nothing should ever feel like we're not fucking putting our fucking absolute best efforts in. Because when we put our efforts into this, it's the fucking best. And the past few weeks have been incredible. The platform, I feel really excited about where Gas Digital is going in 2024 as a platform. The past few weeks of Legion of Skanks, we've been on fire. Past few weeks of Realize Podcast, we've been on fire. We're booking fucking better guests, not necessarily more famous, but fucking guests that we connect with that are hilarious. You know what I'm saying? These guys are fucking great guests for the show because they work with the dynamic. 2024, we're going to fucking do a lot different and a lot of new shit. And
can we just go have some
We're going to go have some fucking ZD. I have to do this for another 3.5 minutes. It's a speech that I'm doing.
Wait, are you buzzed off that wine, by the way?
No.
That's alcohol-free wine. I don't know if anybody knows that. I've been staring at that for the last 3 minutes. There's no alcohol in there.
It does say alcohol removed wine.
That's
why would you,
were you guys getting
me this
up
on that? I just saw it in the fridge.
And I was like, wait a minute. That's not real wine. That's why he still has the shakes.
For no reason.
No, the beer, this 12% alcohol.
Oh.
Fucking IPA did it.
But yeah, that's hilarious that you just drank a cup of juice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all you had was sparkling cider.
It wasn't even sparkling. This is the worst juice I ever had.
It just tastes like.
That's fucking.
Why do we even have that?
I have no idea. I thought someone brought it for the Christmas party.
Oh, somebody
your chick
was
drinking
up.
That. Your chick was drinking that last week.
My chick was drinking it?
Yeah. Oh. You should fire whoever bought that.
That's fucking retarded. What is up with our fucking staff?
Big things coming in 2024, guys.
Sitting there looking at
we're firing like three
staff.
Yeah,
massive layoffs.
Out with the old, in with the new.
Get staff that knows how to fucking read, first of all.
No. It's all good, guys. I'm very excited. Thank you guys for being here today. We'll be back on Friday live. We didn't pre-tape Friday. Another live show.
Live.
Live here on the Gas Digital Network, where anything that can go wrong will go wrong. We will see you guys.
First thing that's ever possible I gone wrong.
On Friday.
Ziggy.
Possible I go. This is the first thing that's ever gone wrong. All right. Good night. Peace.
That's all, folks.